Yep. All right. Well, you get the lots of information on a budget that works. And yeah, Microcenter for Pi Stars and or pies and cases and power supplies and all that. Yeah, I knew they were competitive. I don't know about cheaper. I've basically did all that stuff. Don't tinker too much with it. I mean, I bought a ClearNote when I first started because I wanted to do everything, and that does everything. It does all the digital, and it does All-Star and EchoLink and all that. So I still have it. It's still great. Still gets updated. I learned how to do the macros and stuff, which is even harder on that because the way the guy has his software, it kind of takes things away that you change manually. So you got to work around that. But and then I also had I got a free Pi Star from Dakota, Pi Zero, just the oldest Pi you can imagine. and it so I got introduced to a Pi Star with that, and then you know, figured that all out, got that running, and it served its purpose. And then I found a Pi 3 Pi Star at a swap meet one day. So I bought that and reinstalled the software on it, put that WPSD software on there. And so those are the two that I have. And don't really, once they're up and running and updated and set right, I don't mess with them too much. The old chintzy, cheesy Pi that I got, the Pi Zero or whatever, I made into a ham clock, and it's barely good enough for that. So that's my story on those things. KE8VSI.
N8KPP. Yeah, those are good little devices. I mean, they're handicapped, but like I said, I use it. I think you heard me talking, maybe it was, but I use the AllScan software, and Allman is standard now, and but for quickly changing around and seeing who's on what, where, when, and why, that AllScan, that's a great little interface, too. That works really, really nice, so I use that one. But now that I got all these macros set up, I'll be surprised if I even go ahead and look at it, as long as I can remember the macros. But, you know, I tried to make some sense out of it. Like for 2.6, I did 5.2.6. And then for the VHF repeater, you know, for the 7.2 that everybody's working on, I did 5.7.2, you know. And then I did 5.5.1 and then 5.5.3 for the two that Dave has got set up. So I tried to make it so it would be sensible for me.